NFL probably won't be making any travel plans to Canada anytime soon after last night's Raiders-Packers game in Winnipeg turned into what one local columnist is calling a disaster of epic proportions. That is where we start the morning buzzcast for today, August 23rd. I'm Rick Ellington. So about last night, there's a lot to take away from the slate of NFL preseason games, but we've got to start with what happened in Manitoba. The Raiders and Packers ended up playing on an 80-yard field after officials determined the end zones at Investors Group Field weren't safe. The group putting on the game laid turf down to cover up the holes left in the field where they removed the uprights that are used normally by the Winnipeg Blue Bombers during CFL competitions. The CFL, of course, puts their uprights in the middle of the end zone as opposed to the NFL uprights that are positioned in the back line of the end zone. Packers brass at the game didn't feel comfortable putting their starters at risk for injury, so the decision was made to shorten the field and to pull 33 players from the game, including starting QB Aaron Rodgers. That served as a final blow to the game itself, which had been struggling to sell tickets based on the sky-high prices that were put on them. Meanwhile, more and more people are calling for NFL preseason to be shortened, if not eliminated altogether, after last night's games. It used to be that the Week 3 preseason game served as a dress rehearsal for the regular season, with teams playing their starters well into the second half. But more and more teams are deciding to pull the starters far earlier, if they even play them at all, due to the injury concerns. Those concerns are likely to rise even higher after Cam Newton exited the Panthers game against the Patriots last night with a foot injury in the first quarter. While Newton left Gillette Stadium in a walking boot, the injury doesn't appear to be that serious, causing a lot of our staffers here in Charlotte to breathe a little easier today. But in a league where teams do everything short of putting their quarterbacks in bubble wrap during practice, expect the Newton injury to strongly reverberate throughout the 32 locker rooms. Moving over to NASCAR, a major figure in the sport will be leaving after the 2019 season, as Joey Chitwood is resigning from ISC after a decade with the organization. Chitwood was responsible for overseeing the massive renovation at Daytona International Speedway earlier this decade before moving from the track side to the business side of operations. Chitwood is the first major departure for the company since its acquisition by NASCAR, so it will be interesting to see if this is the first domino to fall or if it's just an isolated instance. There are a couple notes from the world of baseball that could become much bigger deals in the coming weeks and months. Major League Baseball is suspending players from participating in the Venezuelan Winter League after the U.S. government issued an economic embargo against that country's government. The number of major leaguers to play in the league has dwindled in recent years due to the political unrest in the country, but issuing a formal ban has some wondering if Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro could respond by banning major league teams from signing Venezuelan players. Ronald Acuna Jr., Jose Altuve, and Miguel Cabrera are just a few of the stars to come out of that country. Meanwhile, the Red Sox are considering in the future designating a game in which kids can attend for free. Sam Kennedy expressed that thought yesterday after more than 16,000 fans, nearly half of them kids, came to Fenway Park for the completion of a game suspended due to rain earlier this month. The Orioles already allow kids under 18 in for free, but it would represent a cool move by the Sox. However, don't get your hopes up just yet. No date was mentioned yesterday, so it could be a few years before this idea actually comes to fruition. That's your buzzcast for today. Hope everybody has a great weekend and enjoys the start of the college football season. Yes, it's already here with Miami and Florida going at it in Orlando tomorrow night. Have a good one.